Rashida Tlaib chooses not to endorse Kamala Harris at UAW rally. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 2, 2024. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMN, refused to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday while encouraging people in Michigan not to underestimate the power they have. During a United Auto Workers, UAW, union rally in Detroit, Michigan, Tlaib encouraged Michigan voters to make their voices heard in the election and to turn out people to cast their vote, according to Detroit News. While Tlaib declined to endorse Harris, in a post on X, she described former President Donald Trump as being a proud Islamophobe and a serial liar who doesn't stand for peace. Tlaib's made these comments about Trump as his support among the Arab American and Muslim American community has increased and as he has received endorsements from Muslim Americans in Michigan. "Don't underestimate the power you all have," Tlaib said. "More than those ads, those lawn signs, those billboards, you all have more power to turn out people that understand we've got to fight back against corporate greed in our country." The outlet noted that Tlaib focused her speech to UAW members on down-ballot races. She focused her speech to UAW members on down-ballot races, specifically the judicial races, voicing support for Democratic-nominated Michigan Supreme Court candidates Kira Harris Bolden and Kimberly Thomas in their respective races against Republicans Patrick O'Grady and Andrew Fink. In May, Tlaib suggested that people vote against President Joe Biden, who was the Democrat Party's presidential nominee at the time, because of the current administration's handling of the Israel and Hamas war. While Tlaib did not deliver an endorsement of Harris at the UAW rally, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said that Michigan was the place where miracles happen, adding that it would deliver Kamala Harris presidency, according to the outlet.